DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
All right, we are back for show number two tonight. We've got Jared Wade with us. Good evening, Jared.
What's going on, John?
Hey, just working our way through shows tonight, and I think we have our technical difficulties from the first show not affecting us here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had webcam issues on the first show. MJ was
struggling. Yeah. On which I didn't catch the front half. I caught the tail end of the show, but I didn't catch the front half.
And
what happened?
MJ's got he has a really cool way he's got things set up. He has multiple cameras set up in there, and he's using some GoPro, some mock GoPros, what have you. And he was having issues where the device wasn't finding them. But if he would go and he would hold it and squeeze the case just a little bit, it was making contact, and it was finding it. But then if you'd let it, so
yeah. Troubleshooting 101, is it a hardware issue?
Yeah, and yes. I think this was a hardware issue, yes.
But it's like that double-edged sword where it's a really cool setup and he can do a lot of things with it, which just like in the audio world or with technology in general, that just adds to the amount of possibilities of error points. I have 13,000 things that this thing can do, and that means that there's 13,000 things that can go wrong with it.
Exactly.
Golly. Speaking of things not going wrong, I want to show you something that I got. Yeah, you like that?
I like it. Yeah, because I was wondering, it's like, speaking of it, it's like, okay, wait a second. How is he going to tie this in? Not going wrong.
Nice. I got an official NLFX Pro backpack.
It's this mystical
thing. Dude, like, no joke, this is a really great backpack. Like, this, I've had it for probably about a week, and it is my go-to backpack now for everything that I do.
So, and I got one of those sent down. We actually got a backpack from one of the trade shows that Makita gave to media. That particular backpack is not quite to the quality of what we got from Ben.
Sure.
And yes, I bought mine from Ben. That particular backpack was $120 when I was looking to that Makita bag, because it was a nice bag. It was one of the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
$120, and the one from Ben with the NLFX Pro on it wasn't $120. So.
Yeah, but just think of it this way: you could not spend the $120 with the Makita, spend less money and get a bag like that that's going to represent a great company, and then still spend that extra money that you would have spent for a Makita bag anyways and buy some really high grade quality cables or some stands or something like that, and you're going to come out on top.
Exactly.
So anyways, yeah, now that I have an official Ben's backpack, if you caught last week's show, we talked about Instagram, and I don't know why we haven't done it sooner, but I'm going to set up an official Instagram account for Ben's backpack. So be on the lookout. I know there's other guys that are getting one of those backpacks as well. I want to just see if I can flood it with a whole bunch of pictures of Ben's backpack in different places all over the world at different conventions with random stuff in it. So that will be shared shortly.
Nice.
It's got to happen. I mean, it has to happen.
That'll be fun. Looking forward to it. I've got a few spots that I know that I'll be able to take pictures of it in locations that no one else will because of our weird camping schedule in the summer. So
I'm waiting for that one, that first time when it's like sitting in a bathroom stall, like hanging up, and someone just takes that quick photo.
That's what I was actually thinking. An old wooden outhouse in northern Minnesota. the bear had gone and clawed the door half off. You know, that's where it's going to be.
But then with Instagram, you take a video of Ben's backpack and you reach in and you pull out some toilet paper and it just ties everything together. It's like the backpack's got everything you could possibly need.
Oh, maybe that would be too much information. I don't know.
Well, everybody uses it. So yeah, it's not any big top secret thing. Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, did you see what they, we're not talking about Instagram tonight, by the way, everybody, but they made a big release today.
I was busy on some projects. It came across that there was something introduced, but I did not take a look at exactly what it was. So give us the 2-minute rundown of what it is.
Sure. And it's super simple. So what they've done is they are now allowing you to, for all intents and purposes, create a manual slideshow for each individual post. So, you know, when you normally post a photo or a video, you can only do one photo or one video and then that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, update and the update hit Android because I have Android and it hit all my devices. And then I know there's some other folks that are on Apple and it's hit them as well. So the updates hit everybody. But what you can do is when you go to post a photo, there's a little search or a multi-photo option button. You hit that button, and then when you go in to select the photos that you want to post, you can select up to 10 photos or videos, and then it posts all of them in one giant post so people can swipe back and forth to see the different videos and photos and whatnot. I could see it being a really cool marketing tool. And I don't know if they meant to do that or not, but Instagram already has that as a marketing feature, like a paid marketing feature where you could put multiple pictures and then people can scroll through it. I mean, if it was me, I would start really looking at apps for your phone that allow you to place some extra text over a photo. And instead of just posting one photo, start getting in a habit of maybe posting two or three. And putting some sort of a, hey, you know, here's what this was, or here's where I was at, or here's the service that I'm providing. No, uplighting provided by Jared Wade Entertainment or whatnot, right. And a really cool picture or several pictures showing different colors of the uplighting. So it's a really neat update. It's a small update, but I think the feature is going to be huge, especially for small business owners.
Oh, I get just as you're talking about that, I'm envisioning a car dealer would have a great time. So we've got our front, side, back, forward. We can take all of our pictures and put it in a post. The question would be is when a person's going to go share that, if it shares it as a group or if you know, like it and it shows up on in your feed, if it's as a group or is it individual pictures?
Are you talking about reposting or are you talking about liking?
Yeah, either one.
So I haven't messed around with it that much from the little video, because if you log in to Instagram on the very top part, there's a little video, their stories. They're basically sharing their news via stories. And it shows you being able to like individual photos. You don't have to like all of them, but you can like individual ones. They don't have a reposting service built into Instagram. You have to use a third-party service like Repost. Okay. I don't think that they've caught up just yet. So will it happen where that you're going to be able to share all of them? Probably. Is it available right now? I highly doubt it since it just rolled out today.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
very neat.
Anyway, there's your Instagram update for what is today? February 22nd. It doesn't feel like February in Indiana, by the way. In Indiana, I was out in shorts and a t-shirt riding a bike with the kids. So
nice. Oh, very nice.
It was crazy.
And so, tomorrow we're going to get to shovel snow with the kids. It's going to be awesome.
Yay.
60 degrees
for everybody.
Yeah, 60 degrees today. Tomorrow, snow up to your. Yeah.
Well, if you had Ben's backpack, he's probably got some gloves in there. He
does. And gaff tape.
Gaff tape and a propane heater. It's a full size propane heater that will be able to do that. But tonight we're going to be talking about, I love and I live on Google. A majority of small business owners all use Google already. If you don't use, most people have a Gmail account. And if you have a Gmail account, you have access to all of Google's features. So we're not going to go through all of the different things that Google can do, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about two services that are still somewhat unknown. Mm-hmm. And once you find out about them, it really starts to kind of change your business life. One's more of a productivity device, which is Google Keep. And then the other one is Google Voice, which is their VoIP, their voice over internet protocol service for phone numbers. So Keep is super duper simple. We're going to start with that one. And then I'm going to walk through how to actually set up a Google Voice number. It's really, really easy. So cool. As always, if you have questions as we go, hit them up on YouTube and John will chime in whenever needed. John, feel free to,
yep,
to jump in there and stop me whenever we need to.
We'll hear on it.
All right. So I'm going to, where is my, there it is, share screen. I'll figure it out eventually.
There we are.
All right. So this, well, we'll start in Gmail. So this is your Gmail email service. We're not going to dig in here. We're going to go up here to the upper right-hand corner, and you're going to see this little nine-box grid, and it says Google Apps if you hover over it. If you click on that one time, it's going to open up a drawer, and in that drawer, you're going to have a lot of the primary services. Now, the cool thing about the drawer is the more that you use specific services, the more that it pulls them up. So if you click on More, you'll find additional services down here. Now, with my test email account that I'm using today, I have never used Google Keep as of right now. So that's why you're not seeing it right here.
Okay.
But this is where you can access it from. So all you have to do is, once you've logged into your Google account, open up a new tab, and you're just going to type keep.google.com. So keep.google.com. That's also a shortcut for all the services. If you want to use their calendar, it's calendar.google.com, gmail.com, voice.google.com, whatever sure. else. So Keep is a post-it note service that integrates through Google. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to show you what it looks like on my tablet here in a little bit as well. But what you can do is you can take very simplistic, and when I say simplistic, I mean on the, there's a lot of apps that allow you to take a note, but then do 30,000 things with it. This Keep allows you to take simplistic notes. So if you just want to do a general note, you can take a general note. If you want to make a checkbox, a list of items to do, you know, to-do list before convention, and then you can add things,
right,
by Ben's backpack, make lunches for ADJ, all that go, mm-hmm, all that mm-hmm. fun stuff. And it's a super straightforward, once you complete something, you check it off, and then it goes down into your completed item section. So it basically moves it down. Now, the cool part about this is, like all other Google features, you can reach out and collaborate with other people as well. So you could share certain lists, you could share certain notes with other people. If I wanted to share a to-do list with you, John, I could just share it between our Google accounts, and then we'd both be able to work on it together.
Very nice.
That is a huge feature in Google Drive, which I'm sure in the future, at some point in time, we're going to talk about the features of Google Drive. That's probably two or three shows altogether. But yeah. Google Drive, the collaboration that they focus on is massive, because you can work on documents all at the same time and whatnot. So you can collaborate through your notes. You can set up reminders. Reminders is a very straightforward, hey, when do you want me to remind you to do X, Y, and Z? If you have a checklist, as an example, you can tell it the exact time, the specific date. If you want it to repeat, it'll repeat daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, or a custom every other Thursday, as an example. I use this feature, the reminder feature, I do something called hashtag Truth Tuesday, or Tuesday Truth, I'm sorry. And basically what that is I make a post on Instagram, and it's just like a straightforward. Here's an honest truth about the wedding industry. And what I do is I keep a checklist of all of the ideas that I get for my Tuesday truth. And then what I do is I set up a reminder so that every Tuesday at 11 a.m., this pops up on my phone because it's all connected. It'll pop up a reminder and say, hey, you need to do your hashtag Tuesday Truth. Here are the ideas that you've had so far. Oh. And then once I do one, I can check it off and then I'm done with it. I don't have to worry about it anymore. So the reminders are super, super helpful. And they also show up. They show up in your calendar as well, which... we don't have a calendar set up for this yet, but I could show you my other one if need be. So, you can change the color. There's only 8 colors right now, so there's not a whole lot of options to choose from. But if you want to simplify it, you can always just, you know, yellow, green, orange, make all, you know, blog related type stuff or website stuff blue, anything that you need to keep notes about that are emergency type things red or whatnot. So Colors can be helpful. A cool little thing here is you can add images and add photos. And this works. Let's see if I can find one on here. You can add photos from your desktop and you can upload photos from mobile. So when I do venue visits and when I do site visits, I will start a new note on my phone and then I'll just take photos of the venue and then it will keep it all in that note. And then I can re-download those photos and then put them where I would like them to go for allocation purposes. Apparently I can't multitask to save my life. So, let's see here. There we go. And then it'll upload and say, and you can have multiple pictures. So this is just, you know, of course one, but you could put in multiple, all kinds of different pictures that you want to in here and it'll save it. And then when you get into your mobile app, they sync up there as well. You have your archive button. So if you complete something or you're totally done with a note, I'm not going to click archive, but you can archive it and then it'll file it away in your file drawer and you won't have to worry about it anymore. You do, of course, have all of your cool extra stuff through the three little dots. You can delete the note. You can add a label. Labels are really cool if you want to get very specific. So if I want to add a label, like let's say this is DJN TV. That's my label down there. It's not scrolling down. Let me see if I can scroll down over here. All right. Did it add the label? Sorry, I looked away. Yep, there it is. Okay, DJN TV. So when I go back into my main section here, your notes will start to pile up. That's just what happens. But you can do a search, and if you want to look for a specific label, you can just click on that label, and it'll pull all the notes that have that specific label. So as an example, my venue visits and my site visits, I label all those venue visits.
Yeah.
And then I put that label on there, and then when I'm done, when I go back and I'm working on stuff from home, I can just pull it up real quick and I'm done and it's all nice and organized and neat and everything in between. When you have your photo, you can also draw on the photos in Keep. So you don't have to export them to do something different. So on the web version, you have a little pen up here and then all kinds of little fun drawing tools and whatnot. So you can, you know, whatever you want to do, you have the ability to do so. Mm-hmm. Lots of colors, all kinds of markers, erasers, if you need to recrop it, highlighters. I mean, it's really phenomenal what you can do with this. Now this comes in really handy because there's on the mobile version, you can do all of that as well. There we go. And then it automatically saves it. On the mobile version, I'm going to keep going back to that venue visit, but it's super handy when I take those pictures. And if I want to get a quick measurement or whatnot, I'll take a tape measure, I'll do my measurement, and then I'll pull up that picture, and then I'll make a quick note on there and draw where measurements are from point A to point B. So I know, hey, from the inside of this post to the inside of this post is, you know, X amount of feet or whatnot.
Yeah.
Also... of course, you can make a copy. You can uncheck or check all the items. You can also transfer it to a Google Doc if you want to. I rarely do that. Mm-hmm. I leave it on Keep, and I'm happy with it being in there. Lastly, and this is one of the newer features that they added in Keep, is it's kind of hard to see because it's probably really tiny, but up in the upper right-hand corner of where my picture is, there says pin note. Now, what that means is it's always going to keep it up top. Think of it like Facebook. When you post stuff, it just kind of gets pushed down further and further and further. You can pin a specific note to the top and it always stays at the very, very top. Same exact thing. The only difference is you can pin as many posts as you want. So there's a lot of specific posts that I have that I want to make sure stay at the top because I reference frequently. I just pin it and it stays on the top here as well as on my mobile device as well. So if you want to do just a straight simple note, you can always do a simple note. You don't have to use checkboxes. No checkboxes for me, people. Well, I got to spell it right. There we go, people. Again, any color that you want. Click done, and then notice how the pinned note stays up top, and then the non-pinned one goes down to the bottom with others. That is how they separate them. We'll go ahead and make a new label called Fun Stuff. And the OCD in me is I have to do that. Okay, so now over here on the left-hand side, you'll see labels. So now I click on DJ and TV. Here's all my keep posts from DJ and TV, or there's fun stuff right there, or I can create a new one however I want to go about doing it. So that is probably the fastest I've ever gone through keep, but that is keep 90% of it.
Yeah.
I've been using this for about 2 years now, back when they first rolled it out, and they're putting some time and effort into it. They're doing some really good stuff with it. I'm really enjoying it. So
yeah, it looks like it all then syncs to my cell phone and probably my tablet and on my desktop, so I can access it everywhere.
Yep. And now that you say that, let me do this. And you should see my tablet now.
I do. Yes. Yep.
All right. So there's keep and there's voice, but we're going to click on keep. And I just want to let you guys know the only thing that I did before I got on here with John was I put my Jared Wade test email at gmail.com account in my tablet. And then made sure that it was connected to my keep simply by on the upper left-hand corner, you have those three little bars. You click on that, and then you can select which email accounts you want to connect. That's the only thing I did. So as I was working on this, and in all honesty, you know what I could probably do is I'm going to make another note right now.
Mm-hmm.
Test note number 3. Hey, John. And then we'll make that one. You can't see it, but I'm going to click done. And then here in a second, you're going to see it refresh on the tablet. And there it is. So either way that you go about doing it, like here's that goofy looking picture. I can click on the picture, go up here to that drawing feature. And then just like on the desktop version, you can draw, you can do all kinds of whatever you want to do on there. And it'll save it. And it works it literally works flawlessly one direction and the other. It's a great app to use. So any weird questions?
No.
Sweet.
They're very, it's like, well, some people haven't used it like myself. I haven't seen it before. Because of being an Apple person, I'm coming from the notes world, and it has some functionality, but it's very frustrating for me because some computers it will sync up well with, some computers it won't. So I've got some computers that sync up with my phone and do that. And it's like, I've got it set the same here, like in the office, and the office will only sync up with my MacBook Air.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea why. I've set them side by side, and it's like every check and logged in and everything, and why some things only go between those two. And it's like, this would be such a great option because it's going to, you know, it's one login. There's not, oh, is it under the iCloud or is it under this account or is it under this account? Because you can do all that garbage with so many different accounts with the notes. And here, it's under my Google login. Fabulous. Yep.
One login, super, super simplistic. And like I said, it integrates with your Google Calendar, which I'm sure most people use Google Calendar. If we have a lot of requests to go through there and talk about Google Calendar, we can totally do that. But for the most part, when you set up a reminder to, you know, remind me on February 24th at 8 a.m., it's going to pop up on your calendar. It's just so, it's so wonderful, John. I love Keep is one of my favorite little apps that nobody uses that, that I just, I really, really, really love.
Robin says, Jared, you just showed us a hidden gem. So
yay. Well, use it and, use it and let Google know what you think about it because they really do invest in services that people talk about. If they have a service that doesn't get a lot of traction and they have a service that like Google Wave is a service many, many years ago that they got rid of because nobody really liked it. Same thing with Google Plus right now, their version of social media, so to speak. Not a lot of people are fans of it. They push it because it gives you better SEO coverage, but nobody really uses it. So they're dropping a lot of the production, a lot of their Google Plus staff and productions, not production, but creation teams have been disbanded and moved on because there's just nobody really uses that service anymore. So Robin, use it, have fun with it. If I see you at a convention, come up and we'll do a stupid Google Keep picture together. So
and have Ben's backpack there to at the same time.
Yeah, I'll let you wear Ben's backpack while we take a picture together. And it's just going to be phenomenal. It's going to be an amazing time.
She would do it too. She's awesome.
Good, good. Speaking of which, one of the features, one of the services that Google had, and they really stopped working on it, was Google Voice. And that's the next one that we're going to talk about right now. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people that were like, man, we really like it. Why don't you do anything with it? And about 3 weeks ago, they did a massive overhaul on Google Voice. They haven't done an update in, I think, a year and a half or something like that. And they normally do updates on all of their services weekly, if not biweekly. Mm. So Google Voice, again, you would access it through that, that Google Apps. And then you go down here and then there would be a little voice right there, but you can get to it after you log in by going to voice.google.com. voice.google.com. And I haven't set this up yet. So I'm going to walk through this with you and show you exactly how that process works.
Sure.
I am signing in. So I just on the upper right-hand corner, I clicked sign in. You click got it. And what you can do is you can grab a phone number with any area code that you want. So for Indianapolis and Indiana, 317 and 765 are the main ones. I'm going to go 317. And what it's going to do is it'll search for available phone numbers with that 317 area code. If I want 765, I can just put in 765 and then it'll show me some different ones. I'm going to actually go with the 765 number because that's Anderson. So maybe I want to focus some attention in Anderson for whatever reason.
Okay.
You're going to select it. And then here is my number. Now I do have a Google Voice number for my business. I haven't used it for a while, but I'm probably going to start using it again here shortly. So just a fair warning on that. I'll explain why in a little bit. After I got my number, I'm going to click next. And then what it's going to force me to do, and this is going to be kind of the weird sidetrack thing that I'm going to have to do because I'm going to have to log into mine because I don't want to shoot my number someplace else. All you have to do is put in your phone number, your cell phone number, your landline number, anything like that, and it's going to send you a message. Now, what it'll do is it'll connect your phone to that Google Voice number. So that 765-203-1307, you would put in your phone number, it would send you a code, and then you'd be good. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys my Google Voice, because I don't want to screw it up. But basically, I'm being really honest here. Once you go through that process, it takes you into this next screen that I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Which is, hi, I don't have a lot of things in here right now. And by the way, don't call any of these people. I'm trusting you guys that are watching this. And it's actually not nobody really. Yeah, there's really nobody there. So when you get in here, it's a super straightforward layout. So you can send a text message if you want to. Let's see here. I'll send one to me. And it works just like every other text messenger. Hey, Jared, what is going on? It sends it and blink, my phone just went off. There it is. And I just got a text message. I can prove it to you guys later if you want me to. But when I respond, like I'll just go ahead and respond right now.
From your phone.
From my phone. Yep. It's coming from my cell phone. So if you guys want to call me, my number is 317-414-6644. We can chat about all kinds of stuff. Robin and I can figure out what we're going to wear for our Ben's backpack photo. Yo. So I just sent it from my phone. And there's the response. So Google Voice will allow you to send messages. It'll have its own built-in voicemail. So if you really want to kind of stand out from the other people that are around and you have some good recording equipment, you can record your voicemail with like high-end professional grade audio equipment. It's like stuff that's John using and stuff that I'm using. So that way when they leave a voicemail, it sounds really, really, really good. In addition, you can use it as a filtering system. So there's an option, and I could probably show you. Where is it at? It's under their settings. And since they've just updated all of this, there it is. I'm still figuring out where all of that's at. You can set it up so it'll filter it. So as soon as somebody calls, it'll say, and I'm paraphrasing, thank you for calling. May I have your name? To send to the person that you're trying to reach. And then it'll call you and say, hey, Lisa's trying to call you. Do you want to take the phone call? Some people might not like that. If you get hit with a lot of spam calls like me, I actually like that because it forces them to Robin. Oh, hey, Robin. Yeah. And then I can pick it up. The other cool thing is as they're leaving their voicemail, you can listen to it as they're leaving it and then pick it up if you want to. It sounds creepy, but if there's something that's really not important that it can wait, you can just let it go. But if not, then you're fine.
So we've made we made the complete circle from the very first voicemail where the ability to listen to it, the answering machine, and pick it up. And now we're back.
Yes, that's right. But the answer machine fits into your pocket. It's a wonderful thing, John.
That is cool. That is very, very cool. Somebody, Tori asked if this, the Google Voice, if this is free.
Oh, yes. You probably saw when I went over here to more where it said credit. I've never, ever, ever had to purchase anything through Google Voice. The credits that they give you, I believe, are for overseas calling.
Okay.
So if you want to call Italy or whatever else, but the workaround of that is you can use Google Hangouts and then do it for free. So you could just use a straightforward, you know, VoIP system and get around it. I've never paid for any of that ever. The only thing that I pay for Google, aside from AdWords, is I pay for their yearly business plan, which is not super expensive whatsoever. But that just, the cost is worth it because you get all of the features of a business account, even if it's only one email address and it's only one account, you get all of their business features, which is like 24/7 technical support. So if I have an issue, I can call them up and I have a quote unquote business account. So they treat me a little bit differently than somebody that just has a free Gmail account. And also it really makes your professional business stand out when you have a legit email address like jared@jaredwaitentertainment.com versus, you know, djjared@gmail.com. Sure. That little amount each year that's totally tax write-offable, by the way, is more than worth it. And it's the one thing that I enjoy paying Google every year. And I want to say it's like $70 a year or something like that. It's sure. not, it's not a whole lot. So I'll go into a few features here of Google Voice. Of course, up top, it shows your actual Google Voice number. My Google Voice number is 395-3548. If you have a phone out, that's 395-DJ4U. And that's nice. How I pro. Yeah.
Yeah,
you fancy. Can't get that anymore. Can't find that anywhere.
Yeah.
The next really cool feature is if you have multiple people, like if you have a multi-op and you have, you know, two salespeople and you're the owner and you want to get the phone calls as well, you can set up multiple numbers for it to call at the same time. So if somebody calls ABCDJ123 and they have five different people that they want that phone number to ring out to, then it will go to all five of those people. So a really great idea for this is grab a Google Voice number now before all the numbers are gone, because there's only a certain amount that are available. Grab a Google Voice number and then use it as your emergency number. So throw it out there when you are contacting and communicating with your clients and say, hey, here's my cell phone. If you have a major emergency, call 317-395-3548 or whatever your Google Voice number is, and somebody will answer. And then that'll go out to everybody. And then tell them, hey, put this phone number in your phone, mark it as emergency number. And then whenever they receive a call, they know, hey, this is legit. I need to answer this. This is something major. If you don't want to use it as your primary phone number. Messages, all, like right now I have it set up, forward, messages to, or I don't have it set up to forward messages to my, cell phone, simply because there's an app and I use the app to use to respond to messages. Or you could forward your messages to an email account if you would prefer that. It's simply either turning on or turning off and then checking which phone number you would like to have them go to as well. Calls are all being forwarded to my cell phone number. And then there's all kinds of little things of, hey, do you want to get notifications? Or like call screening is what I was telling you about before. Hear a caller's name when you pick it up. That's turned on right now. So when somebody calls, I'm going to hear what the name is before anything else. And then I can choose whether or not I want to, whether or not I want to answer it. There's a lot of other things. We're not going to go into all of these different things right now because that would be really, really boring, but you get the idea of what it can and cannot do. So, again, it's a simple service. If you want to make a phone call from Google Voice, you cannot do that right now. So that's a big difference.
Interesting.
But you can, I believe, do it from your Google Voice app. So, and I'll show you what the app looks like. And the thing that I just realized is I'm pulling up the app on my phone and nobody can see my phone. So I'm going to switch over. They must have really changed it, because I cannot place a call. That is, oh, wait a minute. Yes, I can. 317-414-6644.
So Jared, I want you to know that these Wednesday shows, I end up installing more things on my cell phone. I'm just saying.
Good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. So let me see if there's anything else on the desktop version that we really need to talk about. And there's really not. The cool thing about Google and what I probably in the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm going to go back to having that 395-3548 number. I really enjoyed having my cell phone number as my primary number just because it made it really simple. But I'm getting a lot, 10 to 15 calls a day of, hey, we want to sell you this, or hey, we're a partner with Google and we want to get your SEO up, so we're going to create a website and have people redirect it through there, all that jazz. Google has a really great filtering system for their spam and for sales calls like that. And when I was using it regularly, I did not receive as many. I received maybe one or two a day at max of sales calls.
Okay.
But then when I blocked them and when I put them on there as this is not a good one, or this is a sales call, it it was almost instant stuff started dropping off. And the reason why is Google integrates all of that information. So instead of me on my cell phone saying, I want to block this number out and then that's it, they actually connect all of those together. So if John gets a sales call and he's using his Google Voice and he's like, nope, this is spam, this is bad, this is a sales call. When you mark it as a bad number, it hits their whole system.
Oh, wow.
So that means that it's going to flag in their entire database and I won't get that call anymore because Google knows, hey, this is a sales call and they don't want to hear from these people. So it's a really, really, really great filtering system. I got to be honest with you.
For sure. All right. Yeah.
All right. So I'll pull our little pictures away. So the Google Voice app looks very, very, very similar to, let's see here. I'll just sign into mine. And, oh, come on. Don't do that to me. All right. So we're going to do this a little bit different, John. This is being wonky with me. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, hi, John. All right. Where am I at? I got to make my little, my screen bigger because I'm going to show you guys. Oh, John, help me out here. How do I make my thing bigger so that way I can show you guys on my phone my window, I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
Can you, you might have to go and grab a different window in the screen share.
All right.
Give that, maybe that's what,
let's see here. I really want to make sure that I show you guys. As long as you guys can see it, then I'm cool with it, but I want to make sure that you guys can see it. So, all right. Up in the, you can see right there is the voice app.
Okay, so hang on a sec. I can
barely see it.
If you're going to go that route, turn off your screen sharing.
Oh, screen sharing. Yeah, I'm an idiot. There we go.
There we go. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you then full screen on this end. There we go. Now I'm following what you were after.
Okay, sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, everybody.
We are awesome. Okay.
All right, so voice right there. Simple app. And then hopefully, I don't know if this is going to...
There you go. Now it's in focus.
So it looks just like your Messenger. I mean, yeah. It looks identical to your Messenger. And you can pull up your calls. Like this, these are the messages that I just had going back and forth. It looks just like a Messenger. And then over there, you can see a little call button.
Yep.
Got to turn it around. There we go. It is... I'm basically calling myself. So this is going to be redundant. It's not really going to answer, but I can call it from my Google Voice. So from your phone, you can call from your Google Voice, but from the desktop version, you cannot do that. You can listen to your voicemails. It'll do a description. Please camera work.
Come on. Think about it.
You can do it. You could do it. There we go. The voicemails.
I love the transcribing.
Yep.
That is so fabulous.
Free service. Don't have to pay anything for that as well. So, again, it is, I stopped using it simply because I wanted to try to make my life simpler. And in turn, I made my life more difficult and I regret it instantly. So again, I've paid nothing for Google Voice and I have all of these services. If you don't have a Google Voice number, I'd grab one, if nothing else, just to have it as an emergency number. But if you want to, use it as your main, go for it. If you want it as an emergency, there's nothing wrong with that as either. So I've been using it more and more for interactive games. A lot of the game shows that I do, I have a game that basically it does... It scrolls through four different emoticons. It's great. It's called the Great Emoji Race, and it scrolls through and then it stops. Yeah, you laugh, but like junior hires and high schoolers love that crap because they can just get on their phone and then text. So instead of them texting my phone and my phone going, "What the crap is going on?" I can just have them send it to my Google Voice. And then for that period of time, I can just stop messages going to my phone and then just look at them from my desktop or from my laptop that I've got set up there. Connect. I always have two laptops. I have my primary that never touches the internet. And then I have a secondary that runs my Show Express and as a backup that can jump on the internet. And that's what I use to pull those types of things off of there. So anyway, that's voice and that's Keep. Two services that if you are a small business owner, I'd highly recommend you you start using because it's going to help you out a lot.
Oh, for sure. Lot.
So
very cool. Some great tools. Thank you. I've got to go and play.
Any other questions?
I'm looking at, I think we're good. Somebody asked if you, do you know if it's available, any of these will work in Canada? With Google Voice.
Google Voice. You know what? I don't live in Canada, so I've never looked at that before.
I was kind of curious if you had heard anything about that.
I want to say right now it's US only. But
I suppose you start typing in area codes and it's going to tell you fairly quickly
what's a Canadian area code?
Oh boy. We must have somebody from Canada.
I'm going to see if I can find one before.
Oh, Ian said that he can make a call from his desktop app. He must have just been playing with it here.
You can do it. All right. If you can do that, dude, I would love to know because I was not able to do it, but that doesn't mean I can send a message, but I don't have the ability to make the call. Again, now, is he using Hangouts?
I'm not sure. Ian, if you're using Hangouts and such. Some of the area codes, 204, 416 are a couple of them. So 204, let's use that one.
204. Enter. There are no Google Voice numbers in 204.
Okay, so that'd be that's up in Manitoba and such. Yeah.
226, there are none. So what we'll do... is we'll use the powers of Google
and say, will it work in Canada?
Yeah, because that's a great question. Because I honestly don't know. I think you could only use it in America. Oh no. Here we go. Google Voice, what's new? You might be able to make calls from Gmail. Maybe that's the connection. Gmail or Hangouts is the way that you could go through that. So it says US and Canada. So maybe there's just a limited amount. There might just be a limited amount of numbers available. Because when I did a quick search for Canadian area codes, it gave me a lot. It gave me a plethora to choose from. So... yeah, it looks like from 2016, early 2016, you've been able to do it. So you might just have to search around. I don't know how area codes work in Canada. So yeah, but you can search by city. So
yeah. And Ian said that, the free calling back and forth between the US and Canada. So that's pretty awesome.
Boom.
Nice.
Look at that.
Good stuff.
Sweet.
Well, gang, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you much for being with us tonight. Jared, thank you for some great ideas, tips, demonstrations. I've got more things on my phone now.
Yay! Yay! Hey, don't forget, if you're not on Instagram, get on Instagram, follow, find... I don't even know if the name's taken or not, but Ben's Backpack. I'm going to start a hashtag Ben's Backpack. If you see somebody wearing a backpack, take a picture of it, upload it, hashtag it. And I'm going to repost all of those Instagram posts and we'll get Ben and NLFX Pro some solid, Instagram. Well, they've already got a solid Instagram, but we'll get them some more random stuff going.
A little more love there. Good stuff. So, well, gang, thank you much once again for being with us. And we will be back, next Monday night. We'll be off pack with our shows and such. Jared, thanks a lot for being with tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Good night, everyone.